Harry the Huntsman, a tale by Cornelius Elmo Addison. Chapter 1. A Strange Meeting. The enormous spider first arrived at Charlie's bedroom door late one autumn evening. The weather had begun to turn cool, and Charlie was snuggled up in bed reading a particularly good book. Seeing the spider, the sensible boy reached for his slipper, picked it up, carefully took aim, and threw. Unfortunately, because Charlie's aim was terrible, and his slipper a pretty poor missile, it sailed over the spider into the hallway. The unwelcome guest hadn't moved at all. Irritated, Charlie threw a sock. The spider watched it hit the door and fall safely to the ground. "Look," Charlie demanded when the spider refused to budge. "What do you want?" "I'm trying to read, and I can't when you keep watching me like that." The spider shuffled its legs a bit.
"Oh, sorry to disturb you, Squire," it began, surprising Charlie a little. I was just wondering if I could ask a favour."
Charlie's mouth popped open. Not only could the spider talk, but now it wanted a favour from him as well. "I'm dreaming," Charlie said with a shake of his head. He returned to his book, thinking that was that.
"See, it's pretty cold outside, Squire," the spider continued, "and I was wondering if you'd be a kind sir and let me keep the night in here."
If this was a dream, thought Charlie, it was not.